Somewhere in Paris, railway executives must be cursing in French. They ordered $4 billion worth of new trains. Turns out the trains are too big to fit in many train stations around the country. Sacré bleu! NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Gleaming trains from across France pull into this Paris station. The decade-long modernization and expansion program is designed to handle the huge rise in passenger traffic across France. The spacious new trains will be able to accommodate passengers with disabilities and hold bicycles. The only problem is they're too wide to fit in about 1,300 stations across France because someone gave the wrong platform dimensions. The error was revealed this week by satirical newspaper Le Canard Enchaîné. Officially, the cost of widening the platforms is estimated at $70 million, but a former transport minister hinted that the cost could run into the hundreds of millions. Some blame the mistake on the breakup of the French rail system in the late 90s due to a European Union directive. French Transport Minister Frédéric Cuvillier called it an absurd situation. This is what happens when you separate those who manage the train infrastructure with those who drive the trains, he said. An investigation into the blunder is underway, and there is talk of reuniting the two branches of the French rail service. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.